In verse 2, he leads me beside the still water. He leads. When the path is rough, he is there before me, warning me to be careful, to take it easy. Hinds Feet in High Places is a good book that I'd like to recommend to you right along in here. If you had time to stop and read it, it'd be a good place. But you don't. I'm preaching. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Why? Because he's in the lead. Because he leads us. God doesn't allow us to see in the future. He only gives us a light for the next step. He leads me beside the still water. It's him that is in the lead. And he doesn't allow me to see into the future about what is going to happen. Psalms 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So what does that mean? He is, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. That means that I take the word of God and I study the word of God, I read the word of God, and he gives me the light to take the next step. It's a foot lamp. It's only enough light to see the next step. Now, you and I'd like to know what takes place in the future, but we don't. We don't know how that child's going to turn out, or that grandchild. We do not know how this deal or that deal is going to work. He gives us the light to take one step at a time. And if the shepherd says, let's move, and we'll be in the right place. Because he always is there at the right time. We just have to trust him for the next step. Corrie ten Boom said, when the train goes through a tunnel and the world gets dark, we don't jump off. Of course not. You sit still and you trust the engineer to get you through. It's not over until it's over. He is the leader. Are you getting that? I meant to make that one of the points. He's in the lead. I wanted you to understand that today and for me to understand it, that he's the leader. He's the leader. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. He's the one that is in charge. He is the one that is leading me if I'm his sheep, if I'm his sheep. And then verse 3, the psalmist said, he restores my soul. He doesn't reform, he restores. The word restore here means to bring back, to restore our energy when we can't go on, to restore our hope when our hope is gone. It's a jungle. Failing health, broken hearts, empty wallets. Have you discovered that? Have you discovered that it's a jungle? Is it just me? Is it just my family that goes from one catastrophe to another? Or is that the way of life? He restores. Just as he leads, he restores. He gives me strength to be able to do that that I cannot do. He gives the strength. I cannot get that from any other source. He gives me the strength to do that. He gives me the power to go on when I feel like I don't want to go on. He is the one that does that. It's not in me. It's not in you. It's in Him. The cost of living goes up 5% and your paycheck goes down 10%. But when the shepherd is near, things are okay. The jungle's still there. The trouble's still there. The catastrophe is still there. It is still there. But the shepherd has drawn near. Have you discovered that? Have you discovered that when the shepherd steps up to the situation? What it is, how things are different. I used this last week, I think. But when the disciples were in the sea, in the midst of the storm, and the water was coming in the ship, and Jesus was asleep, the Bible says, in the hinder part of the ship with his head on a pillow, and they woke him up and said, "Do you not care if we perish?" And he asked them where their faith was, and then he stood up in the ship and he spoke to nature. And the wind said to the waves, "Shh, that's him. That's him. That's the shepherd. That's him." He stepped in. He stepped in the situation. And the Bible says that the sea became calm. The winds and the waves obeyed his voice. The Lord is my shepherd, the psalmist said. I shall not want. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. He leads me beside the still waters. He brings me to the place that he wants me to be. And he loves me beyond anything that I can possibly imagine. I can feel like that the world is against me, but God loves me. So much that he died on the cross and gave his life so that I would have eternal life. When the shepherd is near, things are okay. My brother and I got lost when we were kids on our farm, of all the things. 80 acres. Can a kid get lost in the woods in 80 acres? We did. Going to get the milk cow. She was across the holler. And Mama gave us the job to go get her. Well, there was a little grazing place on top of this hill, and that's where she was. They were shoemake bushes all over the place, thick, thick. There was a trail that went around the side of the hill that the cows had made. And the natural thing for her to do would be to go around that trail. But we decided the quickest place for her to go was off over the hill. Go straight over the hill and down to the spring and back up to the road on the other side. But she didn't go along with that at all, and she took off the other direction. And we got in those shoemake bushes and got lost. We couldn't tell which way the house was. Absolutely, we didn't know which way to go. Have you ever been lost? I mean, you lose all sense of direction. We didn't. We just barely knew which way was up. We came to a fence, and the cow, we forgot all about the cow. Matter of fact, the cow went on home. And that's how our dad came about to come and look for us. And we come to this fence, and my brother, who was a lot smarter than me, he thought, still does, that if we'd follow this fence, it would come to the front of our house. even though it was getting dark, if we just stay by this fence, it would eventually come to the house, and it would have. But we would have had an awful rough time doing that. But all at once, we heard our dad's voice. He was calling for us from the barn across the holler because the cow had come home and we had not come home. And you talking about two little boys hollering and screaming to try to keep their dad's voice going. Holler back, holler back. Man, we cut a dido and we didn't go around the trail. We went down the holler and up the hill on the other side. And we were tickled to death till we finally come to a place that looked normal. But we heard our dad's voice. We followed our dad's voice. Number four, we don't need a cowboy, we need a shepherd. Now, I like cowboys, but we don't need a cowboy. Do you know what a cowboy does?